Welcome to Burn the Boats, baby. I'm Charisse Parviz, holistic health specialist, life, energy healing, and relationship coach. Let's take a walk together. I'll share with you some personal stories, along with some life and health tips to help you leave the past behind and live the life you were created for. You ready? Let's go.
Why protesting Kellogg's is a waste of time? Yeah, that's something I've been considering as I've been watching the news and so forth. As you might know, there was a protest in front of Kellogg's. I believe it was their headquarters or corporate offices. And there was a huge showing, a lot of support in this protest. A lot of parents, a lot of families were showing up in front of Kellogg's demanding healthier cereal. Because what's going on is that in Europe, Kellogg's is producing cereal, and specifically they were bringing up Fruit Loops because of all the colors and all of that. In Europe, they produce Fruit Loops. Let's just narrow it down and keep it at Fruit Loops with natural dyes that come from fruits and from vegetables and food-based dyes. Whereas in the U.S., they produce Fruit Loops with toxic chemical dyes, dyes that are created in the lab. And so some very angry parents and very angry people, as rightly they should be angry. Why is Kellogg's basically poisoning their cereal sold in the U.S.? So these protesters went there and were demanding better, healthier cereal. And while I deeply appreciate the passion and the intention behind the protest, it wasn't really very effective in changing Kellogg's mind. In fact, Kellogg, in response, holds up a sign outside the window, not in our lawn. Now, that was an employee, I'm sure, you know, and maybe Kellogg's will come back and say, oh, no, we didn't mean that. You know, they may try to cover it up. But here's the truth. Kellogg's doesn't care. These big food companies, well, let's just say every company has one goal in mind, to make money. You don't go into business to lose money. You go, you know, if you don't worry about making money, you go into charity work. But every business has an interest in making money. That's true. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when you have a business that wants to make a profit, but has no integrity in the way that they do it. Now, these big food companies, their biggest goal is to make money and turn a profit. And the way they do it is they choose the cheapest ingredients they can find and sell it at the highest price that they can. Now, in Europe, the government has said, hey, we're not going to allow these chemicals in our food. So if Kellogg's wants to sell their product in Europe, well, they have to abide by the regulations that the government set forth in what is allowable in our food, in their food. Well, in our country, unfortunately, our government is not looking out for us. So the FDA is very loosey-goosey with what is put into our food. And so if these corporations can get away with it, they're going to make it as cheaply as possible. Now, we could say that Kellogg's didn't know. Well, okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt for just a second. Let's say they didn't know that the chemicals were toxic. And so, oh my goodness, we brought awareness to them that they know now. And so now they're going to change the way they make their product. Well, that's crap. Of course they know. They know that the food is poisonous. They know that the food is toxic. The fact that they will sell it in one way in Europe and then not sell it the same way in the U.S. means they're just doing it for profit. They don't care about your health. Our health is not in their best interest. They don't care one way or another. If it makes a buck, they make a buck, they make a buck. And that's really all they care about. So because of that, how much difference does it make to protest, to stand out there, wave our fist in the air, hold up signs, and demand something? It doesn't make much of an effect because they're already aware of the problem. They just don't care. But what they do care about is their bottom line. So let's take Bud Light, for instance, the boycott on Bud Light. Now, you didn't see a bunch of burly men on their Harleys standing outside of, you know, Anheuser-Busch protesting with signs. They just made the simple decision to say, hey, you know what? We're not going to buy your product. And they didn't. They shared it on the internet. It went viral and people just refused to buy the product. Now, for whatever the reason, right, whether you agree with the reason that they boycotted or not, doesn't matter. The boycott was successful, so successful that Anheuser-Busch started losing money. And that woke them up. But at this point, it was so successful, this boycott, Bud Light may never, ever recover. You know, there was a time in the early 2000s when we didn't have social media. Let me tell you a story. So you may be aware of this. You might not be. There was, I believe it was a doctor. I can't remember if he was a doctor or a scientist, but he was taking Nabisco to court and over Oreo cookies. I believe it's Nabisco. So Oreo cookies, at that time, hydrogenated fat was in most processed foods. And it became aware that hydrogenated fat was obviously toxic. We know that now, but it was obviously toxic. And so in order to really build awareness for the hydrogenated fats and how unhealthy they are and how prevalent they were in our foods, this is in the early 2000s, this doctor threatened to sue Nabisco. Well, the court case never went through, but the important thing was not about going to court and suing Nabisco. It was about bringing to light hydrogenated fat and the dangers of hydrogenated fat, which it did. Now, at that time, again, there was no social media. There was no viral videos, none of that. You know, you had to make a big splash in the media, in the news, on the radio. And that's what happened. And that's what brought on a lot of the public awareness. That was great, right? So that was a wonderful example of, you know, doing something to bring the public aware. Here's the problem. We still have hydrogenated fats in our processed foods. Oh, they're not necessarily labeled as hydrogenated fats. Because if it's under a certain amount that has been deemed safe, generally regarded as safe or GRAS by our government, then they don't have to list it. So it's still lurking in our products. It's just not listed. Now, that's the same way with MSG. MSG was considered, was determined to be a neurotoxin, causing neurological disorders, very toxic to the brain and body. So there was a big pressure for companies to remove their MSG. And MSG is a flavoring enhancer to make the food taste good, right? So there was a big pressure to remove MSG from food, right, that we were consuming. Well, so the companies complied, so we think, but no, they didn't. MSG actually just was just hidden under the term natural flavorings. You see, companies, food labels, they don't necessarily have to label every ingredient that's in your food if that ingredient is a smaller part of a larger ingredient. So again, natural flavorings, right? You see the term natural flavorings, you think it's natural. Well, you know, no, it's not. But you look at it and go, oh, but we don't know what is the natural flavorings. What are they? We don't know. Well, one of those quote unquote natural flavorings is MSG. So we still have MSG in our foods. We still have hydrogenated fat in our foods. It's just not labeled. You just don't know. So because of that, because the companies can, even if they nod their head in agreement, oh yes, now we are aware of how toxic our foods are. And of course, we don't want to poison anyone. Well, of course, your health is important to us, right? Let's say they did that. Okay. But the truth is, they may remove it off the label. And you think that it's off the label, it's no longer in the food, but all they've done is either change the name or they've included it in part of another ingredient, so we don't notice it. So again, another reason that protesting Kellogg's or any big food company is a waste of time. Do I think protesting is a waste of time altogether? No, absolutely not. I do not. When it comes to our absolute survival, say our water, the air that we breathe, those things are absolutely necessary, and we need to raise as much hell as we possibly can. But cereal? The truth is, no matter how many red dyes they remove from Fruit Loops is never going to become a health food. It's just not. It's filled with sugar. It's the grains have glyphosate. You know, there's nothing healthy about Fruit Loops. You know, the box, nothing. The plastics, nothing. There's nothing healthy. There's no one case that Fruit Loops will ever be a nourishing meal for your family. So why, again, is it a waste of time to protest Kellogg's? Because you're protesting a food that's never going to be good for us anyway. And the thing about that is that when we are saying, make better food, all we're really doing is continuing to demand to suck on the teat of big food to feed us. We are continuing to demand that these big companies control us, because that's what we're doing. We're giving up our power. When we bow down and we say, hey, do this, do we really need cereal? Cereal is not a survival food. But we are turning our nutrition and we're turning over our food system to these food companies, and we may be demanding them to change it, but we're still enslaved to the food company. And it'll never be healthy food. So what a waste of time that is. To me, a better use of time is to boycott. If you really, really, based on what happened with Bud Light, don't buy the food. Share it on social media, what's going on, and don't buy the food. Make their stocks come down. Make their profits come down. That's going to get them to do something. I don't know if it'll be actually anything legitimate, or they could just be, again, hide the ingredients, you know, stealthily put it in there without you knowing. But, you know, it might do something. But what really is a better use of time is to learn how to feed yourself. Instead of relying on big food to produce our foods for us, we get back to the farmer. We get back to creating and making foods ourselves. I know that breakfast can be a crazy time, right? But the thing about breakfast is it doesn't have to be if you prepare. For instance, one of the things that I do is I will make a whole batch of hard-boiled eggs on the weekend for the week. 1-2 dozen, and I have them for the week. I will cook up a batch of bacon. And I love cold bacon as a snack or even for breakfast. And I will keep that in the refrigerator. I also make a properly prepared porridge, which is where the grains are prepared to be digested, which your commercial cereals are never going to be that way. And then I make enough for the week. And then every morning you can take some out. You throw it in the stovetop in a saucepan, and you warm it up in a little pot, and you have a fast, nutritious breakfast. Serve it with some butter, serve it with some raw milk, and you have a beautiful, it's fast, and it's not expensive. And my goodness, cereal is so expensive. I haven't bought cereal in a long time, but I remember how expensive it was decades ago. I can't imagine what the price of it is right now. I think a better effort might be a boycott. Yes, stop spending your money where they go. Stop spending your money in these companies. But B is start taking better control over our own health and our own choices. Start, you know, supporting our farmers who are creating these beautiful eggs. And beware that even if you're buying organic, even if you think you're doing all the right things, a lot of these smaller companies are actually bought and owned by these larger food corporations, which is, you know, disheartening. But even companies like, I remember one of my favorite vitamin companies back in the day was Garden of Life. And Nestle bought them out. And then you have pharmaceutical companies who own vitamin companies. You know, it's even your, you know, seventh generation, all these different companies that we used to be able to trust has now been sold and purchased by these larger corporations. And so even those smaller, you know, natural looking labels that are in our Whole Foods, you know, you can't trust anymore. Even Whole Foods. I mean, I loved Whole Foods, going to Whole Foods when I was young, my kids were young. We used to love it. And then they got bought out by Amazon and they are not the same. I haven't been there for a long time, but it was brought to my attention that if you buy their packaged baked goods, if you turn over the package, it'll say genetically modified foods in it or genetically modified products, whatever the label is. This is at Whole Foods. What happens with these natural products, unfortunately, is that even they, you know, they are trusting that you have faith in them. So you go into Whole Foods and you may be buying the same, you know, items that you've been buying for years and you don't look at the packages. You know, you trust Whole Foods. It's called Whole Foods for a reason. It costs a lot of money for a reason, right? Whole paycheck. So you're trusting that they're doing the right thing. And as we should be able to trust that they're doing the right thing, right? And so they rely on that trust and then they change the labels on you. And we're no longer looking at the labels because we trust them, until we do look at the labels and we go, oh my gosh, what are they doing? So again, protesting, is it absolutely a waste of time? No. But who should we be protesting? You know, it's not Kellogg's fault. Hear me out. Kellogg's is doing what a company does. It's make a buck. That's what Kellogg's wants to do. That's what every company wants to do. Now, you hope that they would do it with integrity and honesty, but most of these big food companies don't care, as I already said. But so where do our protests belong? Well, because Europe doesn't allow those kind of foods, those dyes, those chemicals into their country, it's because the government has banned them. Our government, our FDA, plays loosey-goosey, again, with the generally recognized, or sometimes it's called regarded, as safe. This is a term that some chemicals that are used in our food products, in our beauty care products, we think everything's been tested. It's all been FDA approved and been tested. Oh, that's nonsense. It really hasn't. We think it, and it's not true, unfortunately. Generally regarded as safe is a term that is used for a food that really has never been proven to be safe. In fact, a company does its own testing. It's not third company tested or third body tested. A company tests their own product and then turns the studies into the FDA. And the FDA goes, oh, okay, it looks pretty good to me. Well, I'll tell you what to do. If anything changes, submit a new study. Let us know. And that's it. There's no proof that it's healthy. There's no proof that it's safe. And this is what companies get away with. Because our government, well, let's be honest, they're all in cahoots together. Big Pharma, Big Food, FDA, CDC, name a government agency that isn't in cahoots, you know, NIH, all of these agencies are in cahoots with these big corporations. They're all drinking from the same trough. I mean, they're all getting their kickbacks. They're all serving one another. So if we want to protest, we need to start with our politicians. We need to start with our local politicians and our state politicians and our federal politicians who are supposed to be serving the people. And we nail them to the cross in the sense of we email and we send viral what these politicians are doing or not doing to protect us. And we continue to push that out, and we get out and we vote. I'm very excited about RFK Jr. getting into the picture with Trump. Very excited. I hope we can make America healthy again. If anyone can do it, I believe he can. He has the clout and he certainly has the knowledge and experience and the backing. So I'm very excited about that. So what I'm saying is put the energy of protesting where it counts. If the government wouldn't allow, and I'm not about big government, right? But I am about honest government. And if the government is getting kickbacks and, again, in cahoots with these corporations, right? These agencies making money of allowing these corporations to poison us, they need to be regulated, these agencies, right? Which is why RFK is going to be a great addition to the team. But our protests need to go to the people who are supposed to be representing us. Kellogg's, it's a food. It's a cereal. Don't buy it. But if our government would refuse for us to be poisoned, refuse for us to have toxins in our foods, just like they do in Europe, then Kellogg's would remove them. But just us saying, hey, remove them, we want your food. No, they know that you're not going to stop buying their food. That's what they believe. Just because you protest, stop buying their food. Start relying on your own self to create and make a healthy breakfast for your family. And if you want something done, you got to get out and vote, and you got to get out, and you got to nail your politicians, nail them to the wall, call them on the carpet, spread that out like wildfire. Because then something will be done. Again, RFK Jr. coming in, hopefully making some changes with these agencies, hopefully bringing some awareness of everything that's going on. I mean, I don't know how really we can still trust, you know, our government after the past 4 years and still what they're continuing to do. But many people still do and still aren't aware of the dangers of our food system and our drug system and all of these systems that have really just taken advantage of our ignorance and our compliance. So protesting itself isn't necessarily a waste of time, but protest where it counts. Because as long as the government lets these corporations get away with it, these corporations are going to continue to play sneaky. They're going to continue to do what they can do to make food cheaply and make as much money off you, off me, off us as possible. So protest where it matters, at our government, at our officials. And take your money and put it where it matters. Your small farmers, your truly companies with true integrity. So three things I want to share with you, and it'll be in the show notes. One is my properly prepared porridge that I talked about that I make once a week. And this is great when you have kids, right? When my grandbaby came, I made this and I kept it in the refrigerator and we had it. I also make pancakes. That's another thing I did is I would prepare and make a batch of pancakes, you know, healthy pancakes made with wonderful organic flours that the flour was soaked and it was fermented. So it was wonderfully digestible and nutritious. And I would make them a big batch and then I'd freeze them. So what I would do is make each pancake and then I would layer a parchment paper and then stack another pancake. And I would do that. And then I'd wrap the whole thing in these stacks of pancakes in parchment paper and then stick them in a plastic bag and then put it in the freezer. And then when we wanted pancakes, I would pull out however many pancakes we wanted. And I didn't use the microwave, but I did have a convection oven and I would put it in there and it would warm up even within minutes. You know, is it a little more time consuming than just throwing open a box of cereal and some milk? Yeah. I mean, by minutes. But the health, you know, the health benefits you receive by feeding your family real food, which Fruit Loops is never going to become, no matter what we do. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. Just a little preparation on the weekends to prepare for the week. So worth it. So I want to share three things with you, and it'll be in the show notes. One is my recipe for the properly prepared porridge. Make on a Sunday and have it for the rest of the week. The other is two resources to help you find companies with integrity. One is from the Western A. Price Foundation. It's westernapricefoundation.org. They have an app that you can actually put on your phone and take shopping. I think it's called Real Foods App. They also put out a journal yearly of the companies that they trust. And so I'll put a link to that so you can become a member of Western A. Price Foundation. Excellent. I think it's $40 for the year, and you get journals. I think it's quarterly journals, and then access to all their papers and research and blog posts, as well as these food journals as well that come out yearly. And then I'm also going to give you another resource. It's called the Environmental Working Group. And this is online. They also have an app where you can check for products that you have. And these are basically like household beauty products that you use, cleaning products, that type of thing. And they give it a rating based on how green it is, meaning how healthy it is, and how toxic it is. And so you can look at both of those places, one to find real food. They even have Weston A. Price, I'm talking about right now, has even what's called a 12 spoons, which tells of the different restaurants, and you can find one possibly, hopefully, in your area that abide by Weston Price's food philosophies. Then the Environmental Working Group. So I will put both of those links so you can look at them and find their apps and get in with them and check the products you're using and see if they're really as non-toxic as the label claims them to be. See if the company is one that has integrity and your health in mind. And then I'll send you my recipe. We can do it. We can take back our health, but let's do it efficiently. Let's do it in a way that really, really makes a difference in the long run, because there's too many loopholes for these corporations that they have to still continue to poison us while we believe they're taking care of us. And let's not rely on big food to feed us. Let's get off the teat of big food. All right. Have a wonderful day. Look for those links in the show notes on Spotify and also on my website. All right. Talk soon.
And don't forget to burn the boats, baby. Take the island and commit to the path ahead.